This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
Christian Scott, also known as Christian Scott Atunde Ajua, and the piece was called New New Orleans, or the King Ajua Stomp, and off a 2012 album called Christian Atunde Ajua. Christian Scott is a New Orleans-based trumpeter, and the reason that I wanted to play a piece of his music is because he's one of the international artists who's performing over this weekend at the Wangaratta Festival of Jazz. And of course, we have our very own David Moyle at the Wangaratta Festival of Jazz this weekend, having a look at some of the music and also emceeing some of the shows, and we've got him on the line right now to tell us all about it. David, good evening.
Good day, Paul. How are you?
Good. Has the weekend been fantastic?
The weekend has been absolutely amazing, Paul. The amount of jazz, the amount of great people here just coming in to watch has been just amazing. There's been packed houses, there's been queues. It's been absolutely superb.
Oh, that's good to hear, and the weather's been good up there as well, I think.
The weather has been amazing, about 20, 21 degrees, a little bit of a cool breeze, hot in the sun, but just a bit of a cool breeze in the shade, so pop a jacket on, but absolutely amazing. There's been packed houses. The theatre here seats around about 520, and it has been packed with queues. Certainly for Christian Scott on Friday night, the queue went out the door of the theatre all the way down the street for about 150 metres, and we got everyone in, but there wasn't any space left, so we were very, very well served on Friday night with Christian and everyone coming in.
And David, you enjoyed the Christian Scott show, obviously, Friday night?
I did. I wasn't quite sure what to expect, but that high power trumpet that he plays, along with his computerized drums, and he's got his own drummer as well, and his keyboards, just powerful stuff, and it kept us on the edge of our seats. It was amazing, Paul.
He's an interesting artist.
Very much indeed. But we started Friday night with Tony Gould and Mike Nock with selections from their Monash Sessions CD, and that was beautiful to behold. We sat in the audience and watched as Mike Nock and Tony Gould took it in turns to play the piano with varying groups from the school. And after the show, I had a chat to Tony and Mike, and I asked them what they enjoy about the festival.
The live performance of many, many great musicians, young ones and not so young.
And Mike?
I just love the camaraderie, like old friends and new friends and hearing musicians and music from all over the globe and all over Australia. To me, it's a real special event.
And they were a pleasure to speak to, Paul, and we've recorded a bit of a video interview with them that will be coming out under the Bent Notes on Location brand a little later in the year once I get to edit it all.
That's great, David, because you did put some of the videoed interviews from last year as well up for our listeners to have a look at.
We did. I had Tahedi Kate, Eugene Ball with two of the interviews from last year, and this year I've got, I think, about four or five we've done, so we've had a chat to Tony Gould and Mike Knott. We also had a chat today with Frances Madden, who was performing in the Pinsent Hotel. What a show she put on. Paul Williamson, Tim Gelder, Gianni Marinucci, Brett Hurst and Carl Dewhurst. It was just a superb opportunity to hear some amazing music. Harriet Allcroft was there as the backup singer as well. And I asked Frances how it feels to perform when there's such an enthusiastic audience about.
It's obviously really lovely as a performer to have that kind of reception and have that kind of audience giving back. You know, it just makes the band kind of give more energy, and it becomes this really beautiful virtuous cycle, you know, of the band giving their music and everyone sort of taking it in and appreciating it. And I think, you know, it's also my first time here at the festival, and it's just such a lovely feeling, a lovely vibe. I can feel in this community that they really support jazz. And it's really great to be a part of that, and hope to be back next year. It's definitely become a favourite festival of mine.
we had in the Pinson Hotel, I reckon about 250 people. It was packed. And I think when she finished her second set, or she told us she finished her second set, we could have raised the roof with the amount of noise that that audience produced, Paul. It was just a superb reception for Frances.
David, I think that that's a great thing. And it's interesting hearing what Frances said about the interaction with the audience, because Mike Nock and Tony Gould basically said the same thing. And I guess the thing about a festival like Wangaratta is that it's probably more accessible, perhaps, than the Melbourne International Jazz Festival, for instance, where people might go to large venues and see performances. I think with Wangaratta, you do have the performers moving around, going and seeing other performers on a, you know, as part of the whole thing. And so the audience has some accessibility to them as well.
And this festival this year, Paul, it's been run by a different artistic direction team this year, four people. It is a little bit different. I think in many respects, last year started the trend to a little bit more accessible content. This year, they've continued that trend. They've moved the streetscape around a bit. The community stage has come back into the centre of the festival precinct, and I think it's been extremely successful in that location. Right next to the theatre, where this morning I was very thrilled to be able to MC for Phil Slater and his quartet. Now, Phil's from Sydney. He's a professor at the uni up there. He had an hour of new music with his quartet. It was at times meditative, at times reflective, but at other times, it was so powerful and so enthusiastic. It was amazing to listen to, Paul.
I do have a piece to play a little bit later on through the evening from the Phil Slater Quartet, but I think it's off an album from a couple of years ago, so it's not some of his new stuff, but still great to hear.
Very much so. Now, we had a chat to some of the locals, and Susan is one of the locals, and I asked her what it feels like and what draws her to the festival as a local.
Oh, as a local, I just get so excited when the streets are alive with people, when there's great music happening, when I can walk around anywhere and have world-class music in my town. It's pretty good.
And I also spoke to Anne, and she spoke about the community spirit that's here, and it's certainly very noticeable.
And one of the great things about the festival is actually not just the music, it's the community spirit that's generated every year through people really collaborating together to bring about a great outcome, not just for our town, but for all our visitors. And we...
That's really important, so what she said there as well, David, because it does bring people into the whole, not just the town, but the region, and the region is fantastic.
And what it does indeed, walking around the precinct of the festival, but then down through the Pinsent, through the general part of town. I have a feeling we walked past Christian Scott a couple of times as he was wandering around the township. He wasn't just staying here in the precinct. And there were people everywhere in all the restaurants, not just in the food vendors in the community area, but through the restaurants here in Wangaratta as well. So they were getting business, and I'd certainly say that the Intermezzo Cafe here at the Performing Arts Centre certainly has had a very busy time during the festival. Paul, yesterday we had a chance to go and see Nick Chavos with his Liminal project. It's not something that fits into the regular strand of what one might look at as jazz. It's a little bit off to the side, but again, in the cathedral with these beautiful instruments. Adam Simmons was there, one of the artistic directors, and he was playing the baritone sax, and I wasn't quite sure of what he was doing because he was jumping up and down about a metre at a time as he was playing at one point in this sequence of music in Liminal. It's a beautiful suite. It's very reflective and very meditative, but at times, again, a little bit like Phil Slater, it got very energetic. Again, in the cathedral space with all that beautiful reverberative acoustic. It was just amazing. And then last night, we finished, I emceed for Virus. Now, Virus is Eamon McNillis, Julian Wilson, John Scurry, Howard Cairns and Lynn Wallace. And you can imagine, Paul, just how much fun they were having up on stage at the Pinsent Hotel. They ran from 9 through to 11:45, and then they were back for the jam that happens last night, Friday night, and also it's happening again tonight. Now, they were such great fun, and that's, I think, is where jazz comes into its own, because it's not something off to the side that is a little bit difficult to get by sometimes. It's something right down the centre that grabs your attention, gets people up and dancing and having great fun.
David, I actually put a video clip of Virus on our Facebook page this evening as well, just so that our listeners could have a sneak preview of what you were going to tell them about with that particular band. They perform around Melbourne quite a lot as well.
They have a weekly gig out in Footscray, and I can see why they're weekly, because it's just so much fun to watch them. It's just fantastic. Now, the other thing is that the National Jazz Awards happen every year here at the festival. This year it was brass. It wasn't one particular instrument, it was brass, and it went across a whole range. And those the announcement of the winners was made just before 7 o'clock, Paul. And now, have you mentioned it to our listeners as yet?
I did mention that we had heard that James McCauley won, and I haven't mentioned the second place and third place getters just yet.
Niren Dasiker was the second place winner, and then Thomas Adenikos won the third place, and they all came out on stage and they were thrilled to be in that final three for the competition. A great opportunity for them to not only be seen here in Wangaratta, but be seen, have an opportunity to get their work out and about, both here locally and abroad. So, Paul, all in all, this has been a wonderful festival of jazz and blues up here in Wangaratta for 2017, and I would certainly recommend that everyone listening should try to get to the Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues in 2018, in 12 months' time.
It is a great weekend to plan away, isn't it?
It certainly is, Paul, and I hope that you are having a fantastic time down there in Melbourne in the Joy Studios with 2 hours of great jazz.
We are having a great time. In fact, David, all the music I'm playing tonight is based around Wangaratta and based around some of the things that you've told us about, some of the artists who you've told us about, and I've also included a piece from James McCauley as the winner of the National Jazz Awards, and also I've got a piece from Niren. Niren Dasiker has actually been in our studio.
And he has, I think. You interviewed him, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And when he released an album a couple of years ago, while he was still at Monash University, or just finishing Monash, and Tom Avgenikos, who was the third place getter, he was actually introduced to me a few weeks ago by one of our listeners who posted on our Facebook page. Hoffler posted on our Facebook page saying you should have a listen to this guy. He's from Sydney, and I've managed to...
I think Hoffler knows what he's talking about.
He does. Thanks, Hoffler, for letting us know, and I've got a piece from Thomas Avgenikos to play as well.
Fantastic. Well, Paul, that's my report from Wangaratta for 2017. I'll look forward to talking to you in the very near future, and also be looking forward to the opportunity to come back to Wangaratta in 2018. So let me say to you, Paul, may you have a happy jazzy week.
And may you have a happy jazzy week. Thanks for reporting in, David, from our roving reporter.
My pleasure, Paul. See you soon.
See you.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.